This TSN 1040 podcast is powered by Metro Ford. It's hard to beat a Metro Ford deal. In Fort Coquitlam and online at metromotors.com. You're listening to TSN 1040. And it's time for White Spot Vancouver Giants this week.
Rebound on the side of the goal. They score! Thomas Foster batted it out of the air as he was falling to the ice. Now the Giants have the 2-1 lead.
Trying to move into the slot. Waiting. Shoots. Stop by Kunick. He'll cover up. What a save for the Vancouver goaltender.
Coming up, interviews and insight on your Vancouver Giants, as well as news from around the WHL.
Now, here's your host, Brendan Batchelor.
Yes, indeed. Good evening and welcome to White Spot Vancouver Giants this week right here on TSN 1040. Brendan Batchelor with you. Thanks for joining me tonight on a busy day for the Vancouver Giants. Yes, indeed. As you heard in the sports update that I had with you there, it was the Bantam Draft today, which is a big day in the future of Western Hockey League clubs every year. And would you believe it? I can't believe it myself. Giants drafting players, as were the other 21 Western Hockey League teams today that were born in the year 2002, getting set to go into their 15-year-old hockey seasons. Next year, of course, everybody that was drafted today won't be eligible to play full-time in the Western League next year. They have to come in as 16-year-olds, could be called up as affiliate players. But needless to say, it was a very busy day for the Vancouver Giants and their hockey operations department. I'll be joined by the general manager of the Giants, Glenn Hanlon, later on in the show to talk about the draft. Giants took Justin Sordiff with the third overall pick. He's a Surrey product and played for the Delta Hockey Academy's Bantam Prep team this past year. 5'10 and 158 pounds, 32 goals, 34 assists in 29 games as they went all the way to the championship game in the Bantam Prep League in the Canadian Sport School Hockey League. And the CSSHL, which is the Academy League, really starting to become the number one developer of prospects for the Western Hockey League. 9 of the top 10 picks coming from that league, including Justin Sordiff, who went third overall. And we'll hear from him later on in the program. Also going to hear from Matt Earhart, the former Giants assistant coach, is now at the Delta Hockey Academy and, in fact, coached Justin Sordiff this season. So we'll get his thoughts on Sordiff. And the Giants also took another player from the Delta Hockey Academy's Bantam Prep team in Cole Shepard, a forward at 33rd overall. And then they took a defenseman, or a goaltender, rather, Brady Yerby, later on in the draft. He is from the Delta Hockey Academy as well, playing for the Varsity Green team, though, rather than the Bantam Prep team. So chat about that and more with Matt Earhart later on in the show. And before we get to the top of the clock as well, I will be joined by Bill Wilms because it is Bantam Draft Day, or it was Bantam Draft Day today, but tomorrow the WHL final kicks off. The Regina Pats, the representatives from the Eastern Conference, the Seattle Thunderbirds, the Western Conference representatives. So we'll chat about that series with Bill Wilms, who, of course, covers the playoffs for Shaw TV. He does color analysis with me for Giants broadcasts here on TSN Radio, and he'll be along to chat about the WHL final in a few minutes. But let's hear from the man of the hour, or the man of the day for the Vancouver Giants, Justin Sordiff. He was taken third overall in the Bantam Draft, and I had a chance to catch up with him at the team's Ladner practice facility earlier today to get his thoughts on being drafted.
Here with the first round pick for the Vancouver Giants, Justin Sordiff, and as a local guy, to hear that, Justin Sordiff for the Vancouver Giants, what does that mean to you?
I'm pretty happy to stay local. You know, it makes things pretty easy on me, and I think I can excel while staying, you know, in the local area.
When it comes to the Vancouver Giants, of course, as you said, from the Lower Mainland, from Surrey, if I'm not mistaken. So did you have a chance to see the Giants growing up, and were they an organization that influenced you at all?
Yeah, you know, they're a great organization. They won the Memorial Cup not too long ago. And, you know, I like some of the players that came out, Gallagher, Kane, and got to see them play a couple times. It was pretty cool.
Do you know any guys that are involved in the organization already in terms of players? We'll talk about former staff in a moment, because I know with the Delta Hockey Academy you've had a chance to work with some guys that have been involved with the organization, but do you know any of the players in the organization already?
Yeah, James Malm, BWC, seen him play a couple of times. Ty Ronning, obviously. Tyler Ho, one of my former teammates in Surrey. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
With the Delta Hockey Academy this year, I touched on it, but coached by Matt Earhart, who was an assistant coach here. What kind of an influence did he have on you this past season?
He was a really good coach. You know, he always told me to strive, do the best I can do, carry the team, you know, gave me the A. I was pretty happy about that because I consider myself a leader. And he was always pushing me, always, you know, pretty happy with my play. And he was always giving me tips and stuff like that. So he's a pretty informative coach. And I was happy to be a part of his team and be coached by him this year.
And, of course, Ian Gallagher involved with the organization as well. So I'm sure you know what he's all about, too, with the conditioning and the way those things go. For you as a player, for Giants fans that haven't seen you yet, that might get a chance to see you coming soon, how would you describe yourself?
I describe myself as a 200-foot forward. You know, can make things happen every shift. You know, not easy to get around. I always battle every shift pretty hard. Got a decent shot. I'd like to play with speed, and I like to jump in on the rush a lot. Always, you know, around the net trying to create havoc.
Getting into the summer now and into the off season, as we talked about, you were with Delta last year, but do you know what your plans are for next season and where you're planning to play?
I think I'm most likely going to be playing Major Midget for the Valley West Hawks, and, you know, seeing those guys come out of there, Tyler Ho, Aiden Barfoot, guys like that, and making the transition towards the Giants gives me confidence too, knowing that I can play for the Valley West Hawks and make a smooth transition to playing for the Giants as a 16-year-old, and just being around the guys, seeing how they are, and, you know, seeing how they act, and just getting used to it before the season starts.
Yeah, of course, in the same building, so I'm sure that's a big factor too, that you'll get familiar with the surroundings of the Langley Event Center.
Yeah, for sure. Everything's laid out, you know, not too far away. Can always ask questions with the guys and stuff. They can give me pretty good responses. You know, that's going to help me a lot in the long run.
Now, we talked about what kind of a player you are. What areas of your game are you looking to improve, or are there things that you think you need to work on over the next season in a bit?
I think I need to work on my shot a little more, you know, get that bantam shot to a WHL shot, you know, move it from to the next level. I think I have really good speed. You know, I like to play a fast game, hard nose around the net too, and have pretty good vision. You know, I'll see the guy if he's open, and I'm pretty hard to get around. You know, I battle every shift, make it hard on the guys. So,
as we talked about, you can't play for the Giants this year, but you will get to come to training camp. So how excited are you for that experience and to maybe learn a little bit what the speed of that game is like before you go play in Valley West?
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. You know, getting to meet everyone, all the staff, getting to know my future teammates and stuff like that. It's going to be pretty fun. Looking forward to it. Just the speed is so much different, and I've seen it. And I've seen the practice with some of the guys that have played at the WHL level, and it's a big jump, so I'm looking forward to that.
Finally, coming to the Giants, as we talked about, but what is it about the Western Hockey League that makes you want to play in this league as opposed to maybe some of the other choices out there?
You know what? I've seen a number of guys come through the WHL and what they've done, and I've seen other guys who may not have made it, and they still get their scholarship, and, you know, so that's a big factor for me. And just seeing those guys, you know, like Brendan Gallagher, Evander Kane, guys like that, you know, coming through here, Milan Lucic, I was pretty excited about that, you know. Finding out how those guys came out of the WHL towards their NHL goal.
Thanks a lot for this. Appreciate it. Again, congratulations. Welcome to the Giants, and we'll see you in that uniform pretty soon.
All right, thanks.
There you go. That's Justin Sortif, taken by the Vancouver Giants, third overall in the Bantam Draft earlier today. Delta Hockey Academy product, as I mentioned off the top there, and well-spoken kid, still 15 years of age, or going into his 15-year-old hockey season anyway, so he's going to play another year, as he said there, expecting to go to the Valley West Hawks Major Midget program, which has produced a number of Giants players, James Malm among them, Matt Barberis, prospects like Tyler Ho and Aiden Barfoot. So that's a situation where he's going to a program there run by Jesse Leung out in the Valley, where he gets to play out of the Langley Event Center, the same arena where the Giants play, so he'll get familiar with the surroundings there, and it has been a pretty good training ground for Vancouver Giants players over the last couple of seasons. Something else that has been a great training ground for Vancouver Giants players, particularly when you look at the draft this year, is the Delta Hockey Academy. Giants taking three players from the Hockey Academy this year, including Sortif. And to chat about that and more, I'm pleased to be joined now by former Giants assistant coach Matt Earhart, and of course now at the Delta Hockey Academy, coached that Bantam prep team with Justin Sortif. And Matt, first of all, thanks for joining me tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Batch.
So Justin Sortif goes third overall to the Vancouver Giants, and you're the guy to give us the scouting report on him. You saw him throughout the last season with that Delta Hockey Academy Bantam prep team, and a great season your team did have, but give us the scouting report. Why is Justin Sortif a good selection for the Giants at number three?
Yeah, Justin's a pretty complete center, which is hard to find. He plays both ends of the rink. Obviously, his offensive numbers speak for himself, but he's a very competitive kid that has always been around winning environment growing up. This season on our team, and he's kind of the guy that stirs the drink there in terms of his intensity, his energy, and his skill level.
Yeah, 32 goals, 34 assists in 29 regular season games with your hockey club. He also put up some good numbers at the BC Cup U16 tournament. The biggest strengths to his game and maybe the biggest areas he needs to work on before he becomes a full-time WHLer?
Yeah, I think just speed and power would be his main things. Like, he plays a really powerful game, strong kid, plays with a lot of tempo to his game, can shoot the puck. Everything that's kind of with that power and speed, he really shows well against his peer group, and it allowed him to have quite a bit of success this year, not only in the regular season but throughout tournaments and, like you mentioned, the BC Cup that just was completed a couple of weeks ago.
When it comes to the areas he needs to take a step in, though, do you see anything, or is he the kind of guy that could be pretty WHL ready as soon as he's 16 years old?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously that league's a hard league from being around it for 16-year-olds to make a huge impact. But, he's a kid that just comes to the practice to get better every day. And, obviously another year before he's full-time ready for that league. But, everybody's got something to work on and get better every day. And for him, it's just, continuing to get better, understand the game, be able to, make the right decisions with the puck at the right time and not always just rely on strictly the power of his game. But, he's a pretty complete player. I think that was kind of what made him such a high pick in the draft. He's probably the most complete guy up and down the ice. And, I think the Giants fans should be really happy with getting a player like Justin in the program.
Matt Earhart with me here on White Spot Vancouver Giants this week. Former Giants assistant coach, now with the Delta Hockey Academy, and we're talking about Justin Sordiff, who the G-Men took third overall in the first round today. We hear a lot about the players and what sort of players they are on the ice, the skill sets they have, but from being around him, what kind of a kid is he off the ice for the Giants?
He's a pretty energetic kid. He's got a big personality. He's got a great sense of humor. He's usually in the middle of things there. When it comes to the team, on and off the ice, you'll get to know him in the interview, and he's a real upbeat kid that likes to be around the kids, and I think you're really going to like his personality.
Is he the kind of kid that could develop into a leader as he gets older?
Yeah, I think all those kids. I mean, he's been a kid that he wore one of the A assistant captains for us this year. And he really leads by example on the ice. Like, that would be his biggest lead. Like, he comes, and when the puck's dropped, he's competitive. So I think, more and more these days, it's maybe less vocal leadership I've seen in Bantam hockey, but more about the guys that come to work every day and really put it on when the puck's dropped.
The Giants also drafted Cole Shepherd off that Bantam prep team, and he had a good offensive season as well. 19 goals, 28 assists in 30 games. What kind of a player is he?
Yeah, Cole is a very dynamic speed player, very good east-west player. He's good on his edges. He's one of the fastest guys in Bantam hockey this year. He plays a lot of pace. Really a playmaker, gets a lot of chances just through his speed and work ethic. And he's a player that where the Giants got him, that was a great pick. He's one of our leaders throughout the year offensively. And from all accounts, was very good as well at the BC Cup. And I think getting those two players as part of the program is a really good day for the Vancouver Giants.
Yeah, Cole Shepherd, 33rd overall in the second round there. And then there was another Delta player chosen by Vancouver, goaltender Brady Yerby, who played with the varsity green team this year. And these numbers are out of this world. He was 11-0 in the regular season, a .45 goals against average, and a .970 save percentage. I know you've had a chance to see him up close. So what kind of a netminder is he? And he's already 6 feet, so at that age, to be that big could bode well.
Yeah, I mean, Brady, the first thing about him, he's an athletic kid. He's an athletic goaltender. Like you said, he had great numbers. Kind of got into our academy and, got behind another goalie that just went a little bit higher this year, and really took his opportunity with that team, and you know, like you said, put out outstanding numbers when that team was in the other tournaments. I think he was the top goaltender at the Medicine Hat tournament with that Delta Varsity Green team, and he's just a kid that really worked at his craft hard, and he was rewarded for that today, and we're proud of him. He was my goalie the year before at the academy, so really, really proud of him and the way he's worked himself into that situation to get recognized today.
A couple more minutes with Matt Earhart here on White Spot Vancouver Giants this week, and going to talk specifically about Delta Academy and the number of players you guys produced for the draft this year. It was pretty spectacular, but there's been a major shift in hockey, and it's been happening for years now, but you look at pretty well all of the top prospects in the draft and the majority of players taken today coming from the Canadian Sport School Hockey League. Just your thoughts on that transition and the fact that this league seems to be churning out the best players in this part of the country.
Yeah, it's just a really good environment for those players. First, to be around like-minded players that want to, you know, be on the ice and in a hockey environment every day and really get pushed by their peers to become better athletes and better people. And, you know, the beauty of it is that getting the collection of players, from BC within our team this year and letting them compete on a daily basis in a school environment where the academics are a huge part of what we are and being able to do our whole hockey program by the end of the day at 4 o'clock allows a lot of time for the rest at night and more importantly getting their schoolwork done. And I think with the 134 players in our whole academy with our seven teams this year in the last term, we had 102 on our honor roll. So it really conducive to players becoming student athletes. And that's, I think, why the attractiveness to people across, Western Canada now in that league is that environment to be around players and coaches that are, trying to really produce to get them to the next level.
We had a couple of first-rounders. We already talked about Justin Sordiff to the Giants, but I might as well ask you about Peyton Mount as well. He went to the Seattle Thunderbirds at 19th overall, and he's another player coming off that great team that you coached this year.
Yeah, I know. Peyton's he's a goal scorer. I mean, he's a straight-line player that plays north-south. He's got a lot of power to his game as well. Him and Justin were neck and neck there with our scoring for most of the year, and different types of players, but Peyton's a player that I think will be a big-time goal scorer in the Western Hockey League as he continues to develop and grow and just kind of mature into his game. But he's been a player that's scored his whole life, scored for us this year, and I think he'll score in the future. So I think, for a rival of the Giants, but like you said, part of the Delta Hockey Academy this year, and players like himself and Justin and Cole Shepherd were, obviously key components to our success this season.
And by my count, 13 players off that Bantam prep team selected in the Bantam draft today. That's got to be pretty rewarding for you as a coach to have such a great season, but to see that you are moving that many guys on to the next level.
Yeah, you know what? And I mean, it's cliche or whatever you want to say. I think there could have been a couple others, maybe get lost in the success. But, we really try to push our players to become, better players, better people, and better citizens. And it's a nice day for those players to get recognized by the draft. And as we know now, as the hard work begins, they just know where they're going to camp now in August. Trying to make an impression on their next coach and getting into midget hockey.
All right, Matt. Well, thanks a lot for this. Appreciate you coming on. Always a pleasure to chat, and we're going to be very excited to see all of these guys trying to make their jump to the WHL, and in particular, Cole Shepherd, Brady Yerby, and Justin Sordiff for the Vancouver Giants. But thanks a lot for this. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on anytime.
There he is, Matt Earhart, the former assistant coach of the Vancouver Giants, now the head coach of the Bantam prep team at the Delta Hockey Academy, and as I touched on with him there, pretty unbelievable, 13 players from that club taken in the WHL Bantam draft earlier today, including Justin Sword of third overall to the Vancouver Giants. We'll step away from the Bantam draft talk on the other side, and I'll be joined by Bill Wilms to preview the WHL final. The Regina Pats and the Seattle Thunderbirds play Game 1 tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. We'll get Bill's thoughts on two pretty high-powered teams. Sam Steele, the winner of the four Broncos Memorial Trophies, the WHL's Player of the Year. He was also the Bob Clark Trophy winner, is the leading scorer in the league, but Matthew Barzell was the runner-up for the MVP, so they're going to go head-to-head. Their two teams will go head-to-head in what should be a very entertaining championship series. Should remind you as well that you can get your season tickets for the 2017-2018 Vancouver Giants season, and if you call the guys at the Giants ticketing office, you're also going to get priority access to tickets for the World Juniors coming back to Vancouver and Victoria in 2019. For more information, you can call Matt and Mike in the Giants sales office, 604-4-GIANTS, 604-444-2687, or for more information, log on to vancouvergiants.com/season tickets. Bill Wilms on the other side, the general manager of the Giants, Glenn Hanlon, before the top of the clock. This is Brendan Batchelor, and you've got it on TSN 1040. This is White Spot Vancouver Giants This Week.
95-year-old Prince Philip is ready for retirement. This is Lisa Laflamme tonight on CTV National News. The plan to pull back from his royal duties. Full details tonight at 11 on CTV National News.
Save time, save money, save frustrations, get results with Sphere One Logistics. Hey, it's the Moj. Whatever you need to ship for work, wherever it needs to go, Sphere One Logistics is the only call you need to make. Across town or across the globe, no matter how big or small, Sphere One is not just a shipping company. They're your strategic partner. They're with you from start to finish. In fact, Sphere One will even audit your current shipping expenditures to show you how you can save even more. For a free quote, check out SphereOneLogistics.com, SphereOneLogistics.com.
Eagle Ridge GM, BC's highest volume Chevrolet and GM truck store, is celebrating Truck Month with the year's best offers on the planet's best trucks. Score discounts of up to 15 grand on new GMC Sierras or Chevy Silverados, or receive 0% financing OAC. And to sweeten the deal, Eagle Ridge is offering up to $15,000 in cash back to pay off your credit cards. The time to buy is now. It's Truck Month at Eagle Ridge GM, 2595 Barnett Highway, 2 blocks west of Coquitlam Center.
Eagle Ridge GM saves you money.
Saturday night, your Vancouver Stealth are back at the Langley Event Center. For the first time since coming to town in 2014, the Stealth have qualified for the NLL playoffs. And this Saturday, they play host to Colorado. After taking 3 of 4 from the Mammoth this season, likely MVP candidate Corey Small and the Stealth look to continue their winning ways and punch their tickets to the West Division Finals. You're not going to want to miss this game. Opening faceoff is 7, doors at 5:30. Wear black and help us black out the LEC. Get your tickets at StealthLAX.com.
This summer, keep your car from overheating. Use EcoFreeze engine coolant from GFL Environmental. GFL creates EcoFreeze using a state-of-the-art vacuum distillation process to remove contaminants and used antifreeze, creating an upcycled product that offers maximum protection. Plus, EcoFreeze uses only 20% of the energy to produce, making it the right choice for your engine, your wallet, and the environment. EcoFreeze, formulated for change. Available at participating Canadian Tires.
It's Don Taylor here to let you know about a product that has changed my life. It's called MyPillow, and they're offering an amazing deal. Ask for the radio listener special at MyPillow.com or 1-800-831-1951. Use promo code Taylor, and you'll get 50% off a 4-pack of pillows. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's promo code Taylor at MyPillow.com or 1-800-831-1951 for 50% off a 4-pack of pillows. MyPillow. Don't lose another night of good sleep.
The Source is the place for I want that. So when you said, hey, I need a hot new smartphone, who said, we've got lots of hot new smartphones and the best brands to choose from, like Samsung, Sony, and more? The Source. And when you said, I could also use some new accessories, who said, we've got you covered with everything from phone cases to portable power? Once again, The Source. Right now, trade in your old phone for a new one and get up to $250 in The Source gift cards. The Source. I want that.
Now, a TSN 1040 Sports Center update.
Brendan Batchelor with a TSN 1040 Sports Center update. Let's begin in the National Hockey League, where the Rangers picked up a big win over the Senators.
Here's Stepan, McDonough, his shot, Condon scores! I believe Dion Phaneuf just owned gold himself.
Chris Kreider in the vicinity of this loose puck after a shot came through from midpoint. And I think you might be right.
Yeah, it was that kind of night for the Senators. The Rangers win 4-1 to tie the series at 2 games apiece. Oscar Lindberg credited with 2 goals in that game. Game 5 is set for Saturday. A couple of games on the NHL docket tomorrow. Blues take on the Predators in St. Louis. Nashville can win that series with a victory. That game goes at 5 o'clock. Up the dial on TSN 1410 tomorrow night, we'll have the Oilers visiting the Ducks. They're tied at 2 games apiece. Pre-game coverage at 7. Drop of the puck at 7:30. Meanwhile, across the pond, the World Hockey Championships begin tomorrow with Canada taking on the Czech Republic at 11 a.m. You can hear that game on TSN 1410. TSN1410.ca and the iHeartRadio app. On the soccer pitch, the Whitecaps take on Colorado tomorrow night. That'll be right here on TSN at 1040. The pregame show gets underway at 7, coverage of that match going then. Now let's get you back to Vancouver Giants this week right here on TSN 1040.
This is White Spot Vancouver Giants this week on TSN 1040.
Brendan Batchelor back with you right here on TSN 1040. As we continue with White Spot Vancouver Giants this week, the WHL Bantam Draft going earlier today. We're going to switch subjects now and talk more about the Western Hockey League Championship Series, which is set to go tomorrow night with Game 1 from Regina, the Regina Pats and the Seattle Thunderbirds. And to talk about that and more, pleased to be joined by Bill Wilms, of course, does color analysis with Giants broadcast with me here on TSN Radio. And Bill, thanks for taking the time tonight.
Yeah, happy to be with you.
So Seattle, one of the top teams in the Western Conference with one of the top players in the league in Matthew Barzal, against the Regina Pats, one of the top teams
Saturday
in the Eastern
night,
Conference
Vancouver
with
still.
One of the top players in the league, Sam Steele, or you could throw Adam Brooks in there as well. On the other side of things, Ryan Grob, Keegan Kolesar, Ethan Bear, although I know Seattle's going through some injuries. This is a pretty star-studded WHL final that we'll see begin tomorrow night, isn't it?
I think so. You get your WHL Player of the Year, and Sam Steele, if I'm not mistaken, he won that award. Matt Barzal was the Western Conference nominee. I think one of the big differences here might be the fact that you mentioned Matt Barzal and Ryan Groff. They've only played 10 games in the playoffs. And you take a look at Steele, he's played 17. Adam Brooks has played 15. You know, and they've been hard games. Like, I mean, really hard games. They've been some elimination games. So, you know, Barzal is everything that we've seen and more, and obviously Ryan Gropp are the key guys for this Seattle team. So I think that's going to be a difference maker. I really like Seattle's, you know, road record and home record in the playoffs. They're 12-2, so they've only played 14 games, and, you know, Regina's played 17 games, so that might be a difference there. Yeah, I mean, it's come down to the two top teams that I think most people said at the beginning of the year were, you know, the teams that would meet in the final, and it's come true. Seattle haven't been there, feel like they have got some unfinished business, and, you know, Regina hasn't been there in I don't know how many years and have been basically number one in Canada for most of the year, so it's I think it's a fantastic matchup. But you know what, after all this stuff I've done over the years too, Brendan, I don't mind saying I need a break. I've done 2 of the 4 series on Shaw, and as good a series as this might be, I'm happy to be heading to Southern California with my wife when this series is going to basically be in midstream. But it's a good one for the fans, no doubt.
Absolutely, it will be. And you mention a factor that I think could be very key in this series, but I'll get your thoughts. The Seattle Thunderbirds have been there before. They were in this same spot a season ago, and they lost to the Brandon Wheat Kings in the final. They're back, and I'm sure very hungry to right what they'll see as a wrong from last year. The Regina Pats haven't been there before, so could this be a big factor for Seattle that they have that experience of playing on this stage?
Well, they're both going to be hungry, but I do think that Seattle has had the, as you say, the advantage of having been there, and their road record, their home ice record, when you go back and just exclude the series against Brandon last year, that was a 2-3-2, and they lost 2 of the games in Seattle. It's unreal at home. I think it's like something like 64-10 or 64-11. That's at home ice. They are a very, very tough out at the you know, Showare Center in Kent. A couple things, though. Ethan Bear is going to be key. He played in the final last year, and I'm not so sure he's going to be able to play. He's got a broken finger, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, he's a 70-point guy on defense, and, you know, basically Seattle Thunderbirds are up against Connor Hobbs, who's an 85-point guy. 85 points is the highest points for a defenseman in the Western Hockey League in the last 25 years. That's how good Connor Hobbs has been for the Regina Pats. But the Pats have been slow starters, and that might hurt them with those first two games being in Regina, you know, starting Friday. If they don't get off to a good start, they could get in a hole quickly. And even the 4-0 series win against Calgary, John Paddock said he wasn't impressed at all. They were 5-1, 5-2, 5-1, 5-2 games that they won, and he could see there was something not right. And sure enough, against Swift Current, they fall behind 2-1, and that went to 7. And Lethbridge, they fall behind 2-1, and that went to 6. So they can't be so slow-starting hockey club. And on the other hand, you know, for Seattle, Brendan, I mean, how on earth are they riding a 16-year-old goaltender? That's something that's, you know, kind of interesting, because that's such a departure from the norm. They've been so successful in the last couple of years with 20-year-old goaltenders. But, you know, they've got the Stankowski kid in there, and they're not taking him out. But if there's any questions about goaltending in this series on the Seattle part, that could be a bit of an issue too. They've got to go in strong with one goaltender and basically ride him and not be too, you know, not worry about who is actually the number one guy. Yeah, there's a couple sidebars here, but it pits the two top teams, and that's always good.
You mentioned some of the key defensemen there in Bear, whether he's able to go or not, and Hobbs on the other side, but these are two teams that are very offensively gifted and deep as well. Do you see this being a run-and-gun kind of series, or is one team maybe able to shut it down a little bit better than the other?
Yeah, I don't think it'll be wide open, although if either team lets the other team play the puck possession game, you know, then it could be, you know, pretty high scoring. I think it was last three games, the Regina Pats against Lethbridge, I think they got like 17, 18 goals. And they weren't scoring an awful lot the first three games. And I thought basically a no-name defense for Lethbridge, with the exception of Brendan Minnell, did a wonderful job of shutting down the Regina Pats. They closed lanes down around the net. They let Stuart Skinner get to every loose puck in front of the net. They were terrific. Now, that kind of fell apart. But that will happen when you're playing guys like Brooks and Steele, who had 260 points between them this year. You know, that's crazy, 130, 131 points. I mean, you can't – that, and they play on two separate lines, obviously. So, you know, but – as I said, Lethbridge found a way to shut them down for three games. And then finally, Skinner just couldn't hold the fort any longer. And the puck started going in. Speaking of Herringer, if I may quickly, Kelowna got an 8.64 save percentage out of him against Seattle, and that was never going to get it done. And I guess with that in mind, I'm not surprised Seattle did beat Kelowna, because I actually picked it for myself. I thought the Rockets would win that series, but obviously Herringer wasn't, you know, quite good enough. But yeah, this is an interesting series. They got some pretty good secondary lines, not secondary scoring, secondary lines, which is very impressive. And Brendan, they got, without a doubt, you know, fans are going to be able to see the fastest skater that I've ever seen in the Western Hockey League, in Austin Wagner. Unbelievable speed. He's an LA King draft. He's signed. I mean, he had the afterburners on like nobody I've ever seen. And he's a shorthanded threat. He loves to be out on the ice shorthanded. And by the way, 20% of all of his goals in his career are shorthanded goals. So he's that kind of a threat. But this is a vision John Paddock had. You remember, Brendan, a couple of years ago when he traded away? I mean, he did the unthinkable. I don't know how many of his guys were top scorers when he got rid of Morgan Klimchev, Dryden Hunt, and then it was Connor Gay, Kyle Burrows. It was unreal that he would get rid of those guys, pick up trade pieces, and had this year in mind, and it's come to fruition, and they're, you know, four wins away.
You know what I think is really interesting about that as well is I interviewed John Paddock when the Pats were through the Langley Event Center earlier in the season, and I asked him about that very thing, and he honestly said that all of that was done with an eye on next season, not this season, yeah. And the fact that they're a year ahead of their projected development. So I think that speaks a lot to the strength of this club, that they could be right back there again, and, well, they will be right back there again because they're hosting the Memorial Cup. But anytime you can have an output that comes through a year early, I'm sure you're very pleased.
Yeah, and I'm sure it was for next year, although, let's be honest, at that point, they didn't know they were hosting the Memorial Cup. So that all kind of changed a little bit. The emphasis became very, very important for next year. But, to your point, as things have evolved, they're a team that did maybe things that they didn't expect to do. Going back to Adam Brooks for Regina, if you watch this kid play, he was a guy that he was their first pick back in the Bantam draft a number of years ago. He was their first pick. They didn't have a first-round pick. They picked him in the second round. And when John Paddock took over the team in Regina, this kid was playing on the third line and even the fourth line in a checking role. And he looked at Brooks's minor league record and said, you know what, this guy's been a prolific scorer anywhere he's played. And wouldn't you know it, he puts him in the right role, and so important for coaches to put players in the right role. Puts him in a role, and he gets 130 points. I think it was last year, won the scoring title. And this year he had 130 points again, or 130, 131 points in that area. It's phenomenal what he has done, Adam Brooks has done in scoring since he got the kind of the green light to do what he's, what he's supposed to do. And this is why I think John Paddock is one of the best bench coaches, in the Western Hockey League. He's got an assistant coach in David Struch there, who runs all the practices and, from what I've been told, gets head coach money to be an assistant coach. And that's a terrific team behind the bench for the Regina Pats. And, they'll make a lot of the right moves.
Bill Wilms with me here on White Spot Vancouver Giants this week. And you touch on Adam Brooks there, 130 points. He was edged out by his teammate Sam Steele by 1 point. Sam Steele, 131 points, wins the Bob Clark Trophy, is the WHL's top scorer. He's the WHL MVP as well, the Four Broncos Memorial Trophy winner, just barely beating out Matthew Barzell for that award as well. So this is arguably the three top offensive players in the entire league in the same championship series. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is. I totally agree. Matt Barzell played 41 games this year, had 69 assists during the season. And you remember the game you and I did. I don't mind saying the game in Seattle for the Giants. I was mesmerized by Barzell. I couldn't take my eyes off him. What he did in the offensive zone was out of this world. The way he saw the ice from one side, he kind of sees the ice east-west better than most guys. And he pulls up at the right times and puts pucks right on people's sticks. And Gropp had 84 points himself. Those are the top four guys, top two from Seattle, top two from Regina. And I'm assuming Keegan Colasar is playing on a line with Barzell and Gropp. He's played the full playoff series, but these two guys, as I said earlier, have only played, 10 games. And for them to be out of the lineup for the times that they've been is very impressive as well for Seattle to have won the series that they have. And as I said earlier, I think they've only got two. I think they're 6-1 on the road and 6-1 at home. They're 12-2. It's an awfully good playoff record. But the only time they met during the year was Seattle went to Regina, way back in October of 16, actually, this season, and Regina won 6-3. And if you go back to, when they played the year before, the one game they only played, Regina went into Seattle won at home. So both teams have won the home games last times these two teams have met. And isn't it a shame when you see teams like that, Regina and Seattle, and the way the schedule is in the Western Hockey League, they only play each other once. So, again, to your point, Brooks, Steele, Barzell, Gropp, all those high-end players, Bear Hobbs, and fans see them once a year.
And we'll see them on the ice tomorrow night for Game 1 of the WHL Championship Series, a 6 o'clock Pacific time puck drop from Regina, and we'll be following that one very closely. Before I let you go, Bill, have to ask you, the Giants held the Bantam draft today, well, the whole league did, in fact, but the Giants picked third overall, and they took Justin Sordiff, who's a product of the Delta Hockey Academy's Bantam Prep team. He was coached by former Giants assistant coach Matt Earhart this year, and although you and I don't get a chance to see very many of these guys because we're so busy covering the WHL and the Giants during the regular season, you have had a chance to see Justin Sordiff play, so I'll get your takeaway from what you saw.
Yeah, I got a chance to work the Shaw broadcast of the Pat Quinn tournament, and it pitted Delta against Yale, and Justin Sordiff, you know, caught my eye. Obviously, he's 14 at the time. He was ranked second in Western Canada at the time that I saw him, but he's one of those guys that kind of creates offense just about every shift. You looked at, he's going to make something happen, and he gets involved physically. I liked his grit. And, you know, I think Matt probably would say that he thinks the game at an extremely high pace, and you know, he's become a pretty good 200-foot player. For a kid 5'3", at 14, 5'10", you know he's going to get bigger. He's a great skater. And the thing is, as always, and probably the last thing I'll say, is that at that level, sometimes one of the biggest things you got to learn as you move into the next level is you got to use your teammates more. It gets a little bit easy when you're that good at that, playing with your own age group. And you know, as you get into the junior hockey, it's not a case of beating anybody one-on-one anymore. It's a case of using your teammates a little bit better. But he'll be able to do that, there's no doubt. This kid's a terrific hockey player.
All right, Bill. Well, it's going to be exciting to see him at training camp coming up. Thanks a lot for coming on, as always, and enjoy California, as you were saying earlier.
Yep, you betcha. Thanks. There's got to be some sun somewhere, isn't there?
Well, we had a little bit today, but I guess you can go and find it down in California as well.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Brandon. Have a good summer.
Yeah, thanks. There you go. That's Bill Wilms joining me here on White Spot Vancouver Giants this week. And, man, is that WHL final going to be compelling? And I know we say that pretty well every year, but it truly is the case this season with Matthew Barzell, Adam Brooks, Sam Steele, and a couple of very high-end teams vying for a spot in the MasterCard Memorial Cup. Again, Game 1 tomorrow night, 6 o'clock Pacific time. On the other side, I'll be joined by the general manager of the Vancouver Giants, Glenn Hanlon, get his thoughts on a busy Bantam draft day for his hockey club. This is Brendan Batchelor, and you're listening to White Spot Vancouver Giants this week. Keep it right here on TSN 1040.
Saturday night, the Vancouver Stealth host the Colorado Mammoth in their first ever NLL playoff game. Opening faceoff is 7, doors at 5:30. Get your tickets at stealthlax.com.
It's Don Taylor here to let you know about a product that has changed my life. It's called MyPillow, and they're offering an amazing deal. Ask for the radio listener special at MyPillow.com or 1-800-831-1951. Use promo code Taylor, and you'll get 50% off a four-pack of pillows. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's promo code Taylor at MyPillow.com or 1-800-831-1951 for 50% off a four-pack of pillows. MyPillow. Don't lose another night of good sleep.
Imagine racing around the world.
You are about to pair up with a complete stranger.
With someone you've never met.
I gotta go with the cowgirl.
CTV Tonight. On an adrenaline-packed new season of The Amazing Race.
Here we go.
If they don't know each other now.
We are the most oddballer combination here.
We promise.
Trying to meet you halfway.
They will.
Telling me to calm down makes me worse.
I can tell.
The Amazing Race. All new. Tonight at 10 on CTV.
When you hear not business as usual, it should mean something. So, for a limited time, when you start your business banking with RBC, you can take advantage of the Head Start Business Bonus and receive up to $1,700 in bonuses. That's money you can invest back into your business. So you can get a logo done or a really cool website. Ooh, ooh, you can get one of those wacky inflatable arm tubey man things. Or not. Get up to $1,700 in bonuses. Offer valid until May 31st. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at rbc.com/headstart. Let's make someday happen.
Real Fishing Radio with Bob Izumi and Gord Pizer. Brought to you by Spider Wire Stealth Smooth Braid Fishing Line.
When the fish are on,
You need fishing line you can count on. Introducing new SpiderWire Stealth Smooth Braid Fishing Line. Stealth Smooth Braid has a thinner diameter, which gives you smoother, longer casts. No stretch compared to monofilament line. More sensitivity to feel even the slightest hit. And most importantly, better hook sets to get the job done. Pick up SpiderWire Stealth Smooth Braid for your next adventure. SpiderWire. Nothing gets away.
On our last show, we talked about burning spinnerbaits for bass, pike, and muskie during the early season. Bob Azumi here with Gord Pizer. And Gord, you know, burning spinnerbaits can catch fish off guard, and it can be pretty hard-hitting strikes, can't they?
Amazingly hard, Bob. And the interesting thing about the spring when we're burning these spinnerbaits, especially for bass, you actually want a heavier bait. A half ounce is probably as light as you want to go, three quarters, even a full ounce spinnerbait is ideal.
Now, one of the keys here is to add a stinger hook and you'll catch a lot more fish. 99% of the time fishing open water, I add a stinger hook. The only 1% I don't is when I'm fishing around heavy cover.
And the other thing, take your main hook and open it up about 5 degrees. You're going to increase your hooking success probably 50%.
And when it comes to tackle, 7 to 7'2" or 7'3" medium heavy action rods on a bait casting outfit work the best.
Join us next time for more Real Fishing Radio, brought to you by SpiderWire Stealth Smooth Braid Fishing Line.
Twitter blowing up? Check out TSN1040.ca and the TSN Go mobile app for breaking sports news.
No young person should have to suffer in silence. Kids Help Phone lets young people know they aren't alone. On Sunday, May 7th, join communities across the country walking together to support Kids Help Phone, a national charity providing a support for youth 24/7, 365 days a year. Help raise vital funds for youth mental health and well-being. Register today for the Walk So Kids Can Talk, presented by BMO, at walksokidscantalk.ca.
You're listening to White Spot Vancouver Giants This Week on TSN 1040.
Brendan Batchelor back with you for a few more minutes tonight on TSN 1040. And as we talked about off the top, the WHL Bantam Draft went today, which is always a busy day for hockey operations departments around the WHL. But kindly, the general manager of the Vancouver Giants, Glenn Hanlon, has carved out a few minutes to chat about the Bantam Draft. And Glenn, first of all, I want to start off by asking you about the overall experience of the Bantam Draft. I know a lot of work goes into this day. So for you guys in your hockey operations department and you personally, what was the day like?
Well, it was fun, Brennan. You know, it was an accumulation of a lot of hours spent out watching games with our staff, who I think had done a real good job this year in identifying players. And they spent a lot of hours out there to be able to identify these players, with meeting with the parents and meeting with the coaches and going through the process of coming up with about a list of somewhere close to 170 players. And then to be able to rate them 1 to 170 and be ready to pick the player that you want at your time slot or your number spot, it takes a lot of work for that staff. And we have a couple of fellas that do it full-time, and we have a couple of fellas or a handful of fellas that do it as part-time and love of the game. So it was a real fun day.
And I'm sure a rewarding day as well. As mentioned, 9 players that you select in the draft today through a number of rounds, and you made a couple of trades as well to move up and take some guys. But overall, your takeaway from the 9 guys that you got today?
Well, Brendan, we talked a lot in our staff, and one of the things that I'd mentioned to them that is that we don't just draft the players, that I wanted to be able to be cognizant of the fact that we're drafting families, and we still are drafting 14-year-old boys, that we have contact with their families, and the families play an important role on how the environment is formed on your hockey club. It's not like the NHL level where you're dealing just with advisors and the players themselves. So with saying that, we looked long and hard at the players that were available in British Columbia, where they kind of were slotted in on our sheet, and we felt that we were going to have a real good opportunity to really focus in and give some players in the lower mainland an opportunity to play at home, for their families to still play a huge part of their lives as they go between the ages of 14 and 20. And for also for the fact that a lot of these British Columbia kids here, Brendan, they've played in a lot of these different tournaments growing up, in the best of tournaments and some of the spring leagues. And when we had, when I had an opportunity today to call the parents and call the players, they had already exchanged contact information and had gone through the process of contacting each parent as they'd been drafted by the Giants. And when I'd mentioned it to them that our goal here was to make it as enjoyable for when they come to watch a game to be with the other parents, as much fun as it was to be able to watch their son play, they all fell in line with that, and now we're on our way to make this a real great place to be.
And you take Justin Sordiff with the third overall pick in the first round early on there. What do you like about him that led you to take him in that spot?
Well, Justin, again, is one of these players from British Columbia that we felt that could be picked either one, two, or three. And when it came down to it and we went through the interview process, they were very open to playing in the Western Hockey League, which is really important for us. It's a certain type of player that does want to play in our league. And take it one step farther, they were hoping that maybe there'd be a possibility that they could stay in the lower mainland and play in their own backyard. And we were able to accommodate them with that, with Gooley going one and McLennan going two. And we were very excited when we still had an opportunity to pick Justin at the third slot. That's the way from the rink part. The on-ice thing about Justin, when you watch him play, is that he can play it any way you want. I mean, he's a physical two-way centerman, but also with saying that, he can score, and he has an offensive flair. And when we had an opportunity to sit down and talk with him and his family, he might have been a 2000 birthday, but certainly was far ahead of his curve in maturity and how he answered the questions and what he was really focusing on in his life. And when we talked about it too, Brendan, and the one thing that we say here, at least I mentioned when I talked to the players, the Western Hockey League is a hockey league, and I want our players dreaming about playing in the NHL, and I want them to open up the paper every morning and or to go on the internet every morning. I'm showing my age, but to know what the summary is, and to then, like I said, or even to go into the newspaper and to be able to say who's scoring the goals in the NHL and how they want to be able to play like that hockey player. And this was something that Justin and his family relayed to us, that yes, Justin is certainly wants to be able to do well in school, as that's important to us, but his dream is to play in the National Hockey League.
And you take a couple of other players in the second round as well. As I said, nine overall. I don't think we'll have time to go through each guy individually, but I wanted to bring up Tanner Brown first, as you get him as a defenseman. So with your first two picks, you take a forward and then a blue liner, and Brown from Kelowna, so not necessarily the lower mainland, but gets to stay in his home province.
Yeah, he does. And again, he's familiar again with all of the players that have played. As a matter of fact, when I talked to the Gendron family up in Prince George, that they had mentioned the fact that in a spring league that both Tanner and Jacob Gendron had played together as D partners, which was something that we weren't aware of. So again, with Tanner, when we watched Tanner play at the start of the year, we really liked his game, but we thought with all of the kids in the draft that we thought that his improvement was likely the most significant, and that was really important to us. We feel that Tanner has an offensive awareness to him, but he also is very strong in his own end, and he can shoot the puck, and he's a strong player, and wherever he's gone, I mean, he's been a winner in his life, and these are things when you start winning championships by the time you're 14 years old, they become part of the expectations in your life, and we take a lot of credence in the fact that these kids have won championships.
And Cole Shepard as well on that Delta team. So he played with Justin Sordiff, another high-end offensive guy, 19 goals, 28 assists in 30 games. For these guys, is a big part of it as well. You talk about wanting to have people in the organization that are products of the Lower Mainland so they get to stay home and be part of their families. But for a guy like him, is it a big factor that you got to see him so much this year because he was right in your backyard?
You know, Brendan, it's the way it is now with where the games are situated and how many of the tournaments are. I think we have scouts, two or three scouts in Saskatchewan. We have a couple in Edmonton. We have scouting staff in Manitoba where they cover the American that are playing in the different tournaments. So I don't really think that we see the players more in one province than another. We just like the fact that when you get back to Cole Shepard, that we had him rated in the first round. Last year, when you take a look at the drafts, they really did a real good job here in their later rounds on identifying that they wanted to bulk up and put some size. We listed Hunter Torzok, who is a real big winger that can play a physical game. We signed Aiden Barfoot. We signed Evan Patrician. We drafted Lucas Konischuk, I think it was in the eighth or ninth round. And these were all big players that contributes to our hockey team, the physical side of things. So that allowed us here to the way that and the amount of drafts that we have and some of the bigger players, again, with Tyler Popowich, who we drafted third overall. It really allowed us not to be able to look just at that height and weight line or columns. And we identified here that we wanted to build up some speed and some skill, and Cole is certainly that. He's a dynamic skater. He can really fly, and we just sort of pictured in our minds that to be able to be a fan and to be able to watch Shepard and Sardif play when they're 19 years old, we thought that there could be something magical there. Now, obviously, you can't project, or you can project, but you never know if they are going to be line mates, how it's all going to turn out. But when you're sitting here planning something like that, you do have visions of grandeur and wish that something like this can come about so that you can see some of the two of the most explosive kids in the 2002 draft.
Couple more minutes with Glenn Hanlon, the general manager of the Vancouver Giants, with me here on White Spot Vancouver Giants this week. And you talked about the amount of hours and work that go into the Bantam draft, and then it's all over in one day. So where does the focus shift for you and the hockey ops department here? I know you've got the import draft coming up, so that'll be a big factor as well. And as you get into the summer, an opportunity to potentially improve the hockey club through trades as well?
You know, on that, Brandon, again, this is just really about showing admiration for what the scouts do in the Western Hockey League. And, again, it looks like that this is the end of the season, but tomorrow is the start of the 2003 draft, and we have our guys going out. They're already starting to watch and getting their lists in order for the 2003 draft year. So they get right back at it again. I mean, Manitoba starts up next weekend with the 2003s. So they just seem to go. And from my side of things, yeah, we have spent some time. We've had an opportunity to go over to Slovakia and identify some players that hopefully that we can have an opportunity to draft. We'll have room for two imports here this year. We've opened up two slots, so we're looking to add one that at least is going to come in and make a significant impact right away and possibly draft one that would be a little bit younger so that we can build and let him grow into our fan base, something like a Dmitry Osipov did where he came and played for the Giants for 4 years. So these are the things that we do. We certainly are leading up to the draft. Maybe you won't be in the field as much, but it takes a lot of your energy and trying to make sure that you get things done properly. But for us right now, again, the hockey season, it does have its highs and lows. We wish that we were playing, and one day we will be playing like Seattle and Regina are on the finals, and we will keep busy with that. But for now, it's about keep on getting out into the field and seeing these players and identifying. In terms of trades, we're not actively involved in the trade market. There's been, I think, in the last 5 years here, a total of 23 kids that have been picked in the first three rounds. That's a hockey team right there. And we've got lots of good prospects. We like where our prospects are. We liked how they developed. We think that when we take a look around, that if we're going to go out and try to trade for something, then we're going to have to give up way too much to improve on what we already have. And we want to build. We told our kids that we'd give them an opportunity to grow and to learn, and that's where we are right now. I know that where our record was at the end of the season, maybe there's some skepticism in those words, but in junior hockey, I think some of the biggest mistakes are not believing in your 16-year-old kids are going to be the players that you drafted them at 18, and we certainly are excited again to see James Malm and Dawson Holt, and you can name them, Semchuk, Plouf, Hardy, we've got all of these kids that were drafted extremely high, and they're going to come up and make an impact. And we, again, patience sometimes is the hardest thing to show in our business here at the junior level.
All right, Glenn. Well, thanks a lot for this. Appreciate it as always. Congratulations on a successful draft day, and good luck here as you get set for the import draft in a couple of weeks.
Okay, Brandon. Yeah, as always, thanks a lot. And I know as we stay busy, you stay busy too. So we'll look forward to seeing you here down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. There you go. That is Glenn Hanlon, the general manager of the Vancouver Giants, after a busy Bantam draft day. And that is all the time we've got on the show this week. Thanks for joining me. A reminder, as always, you can get your Giants season tickets now for the 2017-2018 season. And, of course, if you become a Giants season ticket holder, you'll get priority access to the World Juniors coming back to BC in 2019. For more information, call 604-4GIANTS. That's 604-444-2687. Or go online to vancouvergiants.com/season tickets. This has been White Spot Vancouver Giants This Week. Thanks for listening and keep it locked right here on TSN 1040.
This TSN 1040 podcast is powered by Metro Ford. It's hard to beat a Metro Ford deal in Fort Coquitlam and online at metromotors.com.